When Ray Kreitz finished his soybean harvest in 1979, he had no idea the role those bushels of beans would play in his life and the storyline of newspapers coast to coast. The story of those beans making American history is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It was the fall of 1979, and fifth-generation farmer Wayne Kreitz was finishing his soybean harvest near the town of New Madrid along the Mississippi River.
One of the reasons we stored our grain, because a lot of our production was east of New Madrid, and it was subject to flood. So we could rent that storage there at the Ristine Elevator.
In 1980, Kreitz was riding a tractor across the George Washington Bridge into New York City as part of an event organized by the American Ag Movement. He called his wife, Sandy, to see how things were going back on the farm.
She said Wayne had just come out on the news that Ristine Elevator had went bankrupt. When I found out the elevator had went bankrupt, I was in New York City in front of Madison Square Garden.
Wayne was told by state officials not to worry because all the grain had been accounted for and he'd be paid. However, the elevator owner had other locations across state lines, making this a federal case, at least in the eyes of one judge.
He contended the grain was in the elevator went bankrupt, and that they were going to sell the grain free and clear of all liens.
That meant Wayne would only get pennies on the dollar for his crop.
Wait a minute, this is my private property, it's not part of the assets of the elevator, and I don't want you selling that grain to pay off somebody else's debt.
Wayne knew if the grain left that elevator, he'd only get those pennies on the dollar after trustee and lawyer's fees, among other items, deducted from the value of what he had stored. He and another farmer with stored grain took their tractors and discs to the elevator and blocked the scale.
I unfolded that in front of the scales, and he come around behind and unfolded where they couldn't come in there, and that really started the battle.
The story of that battle continues as we travel the countryside. In Puxico, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.